Later that evening, Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali, and Malcolm X were hanging out together. And this photograph appeared in FBI reports targeting black activists considered dangerous. Sam Cooke with Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, two of the most controversial, at least to white America, figures of the time. This was not the crowd RCA wanted Sam Cooke to be a part of. If it was known that Cooke was potentially working with people that provoked change and potential uprising, RCA would lose a lot of money.
Well, if you observe what's going on and try to figure out how people are thinking and determine the times of your day, I think you can always write something that the people will understand.
Around the same time, Sam Cooke got the idea to get some of the top African-American singers to pool their money together and form their own record label and booking company. Now, at the time, the Italian Mafia was at the height of its power and was truly a shadow second government in America, and it had nearly total control of the music business. Sam Cooke would get phone calls and visits from Mafia figures telling him, "You better leave the music industry alone." Mafia members would enter Sam's dressing room. They would pose threats in front of Sam's friends and family. But Cooke wasn't having it.